All right, Curtis, I hope you have a James Hagans breakdown for 2 hours. I'm ready. Gotta be excited about that, though. BC kid, Happy Gilmore, you're a Sandler fan.
I think the Red Sox and Wiggy had a similar Friday.
Oh, jeez. Wiggy had a good Friday. We'll find out
Monday. Oh, I'm sure he did.
About that one.
But it does pain me to be right. It really does. But watching this team, and
BC Eagles?
It's one thing for Chris Curtis, the second grader, who says, "We'll be better without Devers. Yay!" It's another for, like, actual people that are grown men and women that follow the team. And there is this bizarre conflation.
Wait a minute. Who said they would be better without Devers, other than Breslow speculating that it was possible?
Last Saturday, you said the Red Sox are back.
I told you it was a mistake to trade Devers early. I didn't say they were back. I said factually, they had won, what did they win, 6 of 8, and they're back in the race.
Okay. You
described it as I was taking a victory lap. I was most certainly not. You know how depressed I was in that office after they traded Devers?
Right. And then you said, well, it's a pretty good smear campaign. They're doing a pretty good job.
Well, they were. That was just observing what was happening.
Ken, remove yourself. I know it's hard. But the reaction by the old-timey EEI Sox listener fan caller was, they got rid of the cancer. You can't, like the guy that called Dave from Connecticut yesterday morning, who said that he played on a bad hammy at UConn. Like, these men are absolute morons. And the very people who say you can't compare Manny and Devers, like a certain friend that lives in a shed down in the Cape, those people were totally and completely hypocritical.
Well, they might be.
Because Manny didn't hustle. It was an everyday storyline on this radio station from when I was in, when he signed in 2000 with Jeff Morad as his agent and Dan Duquette, the GM here, for 8 years and 160, until he left in 2008 for Jason Bay. Manny being Manny was either good or bad, depending on how the team was doing. And Rafi Devers had far more of a reason. You could say Manny's a better hitter. I agree. But Devers had far more of a reason to have an issue with the organization than Manny ever did. Nobody ever said, Manny, you're going to play this position. You're not going to play this position. The organization just wanted to know where Manny was and where his head was. When it came to Devers this offseason, according to the Boston Globe, they told Devers to throw away the mitt. You're the DH. Mm-hmm. After an offseason where Cora, over and over again, butchered the pursuit of Bregman by distancing Devers from the story.
Devers, hate Devers.
The way they are now.
Tinkers to Devers the chance.
They were not. The 2008 Red Sox were a far more talented team than this one, and they traded Manning. They got to Game 7 of the ALCS. This team was not nearly as talented. Devers had a far bigger reason to have an issue with it. And the amount of people that supported the trade, you guys are idiots. You let this organization off the hook.
The problem wasn't the trade. It was the timing of the trade.
That's the whole story.
It could be the whole story. But, no, I mean, like, if they had waited until the deadline, until at least the All-Star break, and made the move then, maybe they would have come out on the right side of it. Better clubhouse, better team chemistry, gotten their act together, had Bregman back and healthy. The timing of it is just, in hindsight, awful, cataclysmic. I mean, franchise changing, potentially, right?
Well,
they're still hanging around. They're 3 games out of the wild card.
There are times when, you know, sports execs, politicians inadvertently give you their true feelings. And no matter how many times Sam Kennedy, who, by the way, APB on that guy, is he going to be on Thursday? I haven't seen or heard from him.
You know what I heard from him?
That's great leadership.
I had heard from him, I mean, tangentially, after they swept the Yankees. You remember that Sunday? They swept the Yankees?
That's what I was getting to. So they inadvertently gave us the true understanding of what their prerogative is and where their mind is as an organization. Because sweeping the Yankees was secondary to finally getting a team that was willing to eat the full contract.
I don't know. I had heard that they were so excited about that sweep, and Sam was. We had Travis Thomas on after the game, and he was like taking – he must have fielded 50 calls after that sweep. and they were loving it. I don't even know if Sam knew the trade was coming. I mean, he was so excited about the state of the team.
You don't even know if Sam knew the trade was coming?
This might have been a John Henry to Breslow special, for all I know. Well, it's just bizarre that they would be that excited about. Maybe they were just emboldened, I guess, and feeling themselves.
They're great at being disingenuous. They are elite at it. And what they did is they showed us that winning is irrelevant. It's great if it happens. They're happy to do it. But that there is a video I shared with the Greg Hill group text, which was this great Sunday evening. It was like 5:30, a patio in Metro West. A bunch of dads looked like they'd come back from golf with the kids having a barbecue. It was a perfect Father's Day. Gorgeous day. You got the U.S. Open on. You got the Red Sox sweeping the Yankees earlier.
I missed that putt because of the Red Sox. I couldn't turn off.
And so you hear this, one of the kids says to dad or Uncle Bill, whatever, you know, the Sox traded Devers. And he's like, why are you effing with me? It's Father's Day. Like, let's have a nice day. They're all literally there and laugh at the question, which is everybody's honest reaction to the trade was to say, that's the onion, Eric Shun, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I mean, and then they find out that it's real and they are enraged because who would do that?
Right.
There was the opposite of a need to make a move in that moment in the amount of people that defended it. It is the definition of indefensible. It's okay to rip Devers and his, you know, malignant attitude toward the management of this organization. That's fine. You don't have to excuse it. But if the goal is winning baseball games and the goal is winning the division, then being 5-1 against the Yankees, sweeping them at home, getting within 3 games of first place, and then trading your best hitter and then saying, we'll be better.
One of the great quotes in movie history. Pride only hurts. It never helps. The great Marcellus Wallace in Pulp Fiction. The pride got to them. John Henry made the flight. He felt disrespected. David Ortiz sent a text. He didn't get a response. It became, or Alex Cora, obviously, was such a Bregman fan. He thought he would just will Devers to his side to make it work. It didn't happen. And they let that all cloud their judgment of what are we doing, especially the timing of it. We don't trade Devers now when we're hot. We don't rip this apart in the middle of a sweep of the Yankees on Father's Day when the city is finally galvanizing behind us. It's a top-to-bottom organizational pride got in the way.
It's just a detestable organization.
It's just they just made a big mistake.
They are, from where I sit, a collection of people that spend far too much time trying to tell you what to feel instead of performing in a way that makes you feel that way organically. They've been lecturing. They've called me a liar for saying that they've changed their ways. Even in spring training, when we're at JetBlue Park, Sam thankfully called in from the hotel, and he said that we were, when I asked, you know, why did you change this offseason? Clearly, there was an organizational shift, the Cohiba, everything. And he's like, Chris, yeah, we haven't changed. We're 2004, 2007.
Yeah, I thought they were back.
No, but he can't even express it. He can't even be level with you. Like, my guess is the Celtics have their own disingenuous nonsense this week. But if you asked Wick in a month from now, he wouldn't say, you know, we're in the same position as we were last year. We made changes because of Tatum's injury, because of the apron, whatever.
I don't know. They're talking a lot about flexibility. There's a lot of similar language coming out of the Celtics.
Right. But I do not believe that they will sit here and tell you that they are parallel approaches this year and last. They've already said as much to Gary Washburn.
Yeah, I guess
Washburn.
Wick said that. Yeah.
Right. So, like, I don't know. I don't know how you defend him. I don't know how you sit here and say that this was such a self-own.
That's what I mean. That's just, it just didn't have to be this way, even if you just delayed it. I mean, I'm sure the conversations that were happening back when they were what? They were like 4 games under before that trip to New York when they took 2 or 3.
Ken, what was the date of the Kansas City series? May
Kansas
something?
Kansas City was back, May 9th.
May 9th.
Through the 11th.
Okay. So the decision was made on May 10th that they were trading him.
Right.
And John Henry told Craig Breslow that you are trading him, and I am not paying him another dollar to play for another team. That was it.
Right.
That was when the decision was made.
But
nothing
do you think
to do with
he gave a deadline? Like, he has to be out of here by Father's Day?
No. Devers hit the home run on Sunday.
Yeah.
The Giants weren't playing great. The Giants gave up and said, okay, here's the crappy package we'll send for him, and we'll take the full salary. That's why he was yanked off the plane. It wasn't this attack on Devers. It was that, holy crap, a team finally said yes to the full contract. You're heading there. That's what happened.
Buster Posey bit.
Right?
Yeah.
What else makes sense?
I guess. 617-779-7937. Are you just stunned at the state of the Red Sox since this trade? 3-7 since the Devers trade. They're averaging 2.8 runs per game. 4 hits last night. No Marcello because he's out with the bereavement issue. It's just, it was a lineup that was just, oh my God, on a Friday night at Fenway to watch that lineup out there.
And the other thing is like, and I, this isn't mine. I heard it yesterday across the street with Gasper, I think, who said that an organization that tells you they are ironclad, they are complete and total sycophants of the algorithm, of the data, of the analytics, used emotion to disrupt the season. They themselves were overcome with emotion and made a bad decision. They didn't synthesize their own data.
Right. You would admit Breslow is the least culpable in this.
Whoever did it. But he and Devers got personal. So,
yeah, I mean, he might have, yeah, I'm sure he didn't love Devers because Devers didn't invite him to the meeting, but still.
So the organization that says that you have to be steadfastly adhere to these analytical resolutions, when it came to the decision of their most expensive player, their most talented player, hitter, they said, no, we're going to allow emotion to dictate our decision, and we are going to tank the season because we are angry at how this guy made us feel.
I mean, I don't think they felt they were going to tank. They did take 2 out of 3 in Seattle. The pitching was coming around. And then last Friday, the reason, you know, we were sitting here and it was like, wow, they're actually still hanging around. You had Chapman come in and deliver that great performance in the 7-5 win on the Friday night.
What was your favorite hit last night?
I liked the double.
Yeah.
From Roman Anthony.
Roman Anthony is really, I mean, if Roman was building a day, we'd hire their contractor.
But the poor guy is just, he's in there with nobody around him. And you
I blame
see,
Courtney for getting his sister on.
The impact of one guy is just, it's massive right now. The only thing that's keeping them around, Curtis, is they do have a salvageable stretch here after Toronto. The Reds are okay. Then you go to the Nationals and you play Colorado, who's the worst team in baseball. So you might tread water until that Tampa series before the deadline. But then after the All-Star game, Cubs, Phillies, Dodgers, Twins, Astros, Kansas City again, San Diego, it is a... the old murderer's row.
The first 20 years of this century was a historic batch of championships unlike any city anywhere on the earth has ever enjoyed. It looks like the 2020s are going to be when players and coaches that thrived here win elsewhere. You've already had Cassidy, Brady, Marchand. You're going to have Ime next year, mark my words, Rockets, NBA
really?
Champs.
What about Dallas with Cooper Flagg? Maybe Kyrie. Cooper Flagg takes Kyrie to a title?
But Cooper Flagg's not... Oh, you mean Kyrie.
Kyrie.
Okay, yeah, Kyrie, but he was kind of a blip here. He wasn't here for a very long period of time.
Well, he's certainly a...
Belichick's going to win the Pinstripe Bowl.
Okay, good. Yeah, Belichick might win the ACC. That would be a shock to you and Billy O.
God,
yeah, it's a big accomplishment.
It's depressing, I'll tell you that. Right now, it's a tough one.
But at least we're getting rain on a Saturday.
You get rain, it's a rarity, and we needed it. It was drought happening.
Hey,
and you went back to Gloucester, man. You were all Gloucestered up.
Hardo, Tom, and I had dinner. It was lovely.
You did, yeah, right?
I said,
over at my place by the sea?
I said, if the salad comes on top, I send it back. We had the gabagool. It was delicious. And, yeah, we went to the $70 for 4 hours at a carnival for 2 people.
That outrageous for 2.
Well, one of them's 2.
I know, but if you went to just any carnival, like the Marshfield Fair, what do you pay for tickets there?
Not 70.
Not 70 for 2? No. Not 35 a pop?
Well, because there's also, like, for a kid, there's only, like, 3 rides James can go on.
Yeah.
I mean, I snuck him on the roller coaster, but it was a great, great day yesterday in Cape Ann. That hotel, Beauport Hotel.
Beauport was awesome. Thanks for all their hospitality. For anyone who came out to the show, we appreciate that. The Greg Hill Roadshow stops 7. It's a Saturday. Before weekend home games, we broadcast from the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, presented by your New England Ford dealers. Hurry in for your last chance to get employee pricing for all during the Great American Sales event. We've got Shime in after us. He's no greasy pole today. He'll be in with John Lyons, 11-1, and then Bradfo up into Red Sox baseball. Here is what is trending. Another day with Sunshine Curtis in the Sunshine region, New England. 413 texter Curtis. diehard Sox fan, but they are a tone-deaf organization who can't get out of their own way. I still get angry watching Schwarber, who just hit his 25th home run last night on ESPN, knowing we could have kept this guy and they let him walk. Schwarber is, oh, Buster Olney put this tweet out a little while ago. Since joining the Phillies in 2022, this is 5 days ago, he had 154 home runs, third most in the majors over that span. More than Pete Alonso, second only to Judge and Shohei. So it has been a 3-year run here of mistakes, and that was one of them. But that was a Chaim Bloom. He didn't hit for enough average, didn't care about the homers.
Decision. I would like to volunteer myself for a dunk tank. I mean it. I
bought
it.
The region feel better.
Fill it up with whatever you want, and I will.
What do you mean? Fill it up with what?
Oh, you know, I mean.
Like angry fish or what?
Yeah. Some. All I ask are for some sharks with frickin' laser beams attached to their frickin' heads. No, whatever you want, but I will never allow myself to be forgiven for saying that this team is going to the World Series at the ownership.
What about the Gerard Mayo celebration after the Cincinnati win?
At least Jeremy Jacobs doesn't say he's something he's not. Like,
they spent the cap. He's loving the 84-game
schedule. Well, he created
the
cap. You can't then credit him for spending to it. You locked out a frickin' season. But
are there any hockey teams that don't spend to the cap? There's probably a few, right?
Yeah, the Whalers.
Maybe the Sharks.
Don't want sharks in the tank.
Where are you on Adam Sandler, by the way? He's promoting the Happy Gilmore 2 movie, which is coming out. So he did the video for Hagen's last night.
Yeah. Not, I mean.
Past his peak? Is
yes.
He like, he's jumped the shark?
Right.
He's got a comedy tour back, though. Coming back to New England this September.
I never found his comedy great. I liked his role as, you know, I liked him in Big Daddy, great movie. I actually love Spanglish, good flick.
Oh, that's a serious one.
Yeah.
That's a heart twister.
Right. With Floored. Mi amor. But anyway, the Red Sox suck, and I just...
What about Hicks and Harrison? Are you
stop for a second.
Them?
Stop for a second. The Schwarber thing.
Yeah.
Not even calling him, and then giving $120 million to a stiff in Colorado. God, they suck.
It's tough to watch Trevor Story hit cleanup. Like, you watch him come up there, he's just, like, not even close. I mean, not even his fault. He shouldn't be hitting cleanup.
Mount Rushmore of most... detestable people in Boston sports history is Sam Kennedy's face.
Oh, come on. Now, what happens next? Most likely to happen next. They ride it out and do nothing. Fire a hitting coach or a pitching coach. Make a trade. Cora gets fired. Or some kind of a contract extension. Like a dangle the keys over here. We sign Roman Anthony to a big extension.
In order to get fans in Fenway in September, they bring the greasy pole to center field. That's the most likely event.
Tickets are probably all sold, though. They probably have a pretty good summer lineup.
I looked over the weekend.
Really?
Well, maybe the tariffs hurt us, but 12 seats together anywhere in the building.
Now, Dave in Connecticut has called back to defend his comments from yesterday on the Greg Hill Show. Are you
prepared to let him speak? I just want him to quickly say how...
Just don't interrupt him.
No, I just want to say that, Dave, I want you to explain what I mischaracterized when you said that you played with the bad leg at UConn and that made you like Devers. Where am I wrong?
Well, no, I had nothing to do with Devers. My comment was about Bregman. I was trying to bring Bregman into the conversation
of being a
teammate that should get out and play. He should get out and suck it up. He's got a strained quad. I mean, that's... An injury, you can get up and swing a bat. Let me ask you this. Even if you get up and swung the bat and stood in the batter's box, he's better than half the other the guys that can't even hit the ball and put it in play.
Can't argue
I
that.
Mean, the guys who's my point was, I was trying to say Bregman hasn't been called out on getting on the field. Now it's a week after July. And Ken,
Deborah,
thanks for being on the radio. You bring sanity to the radio airways. And your take on Joel Milton was spot on. Thank you for that.
Dave, quick question. Bregman, in his entire career, I think he's 31. He's been in at least since 17 with the Astros. How many times as a single teammate has there been a single issue about anybody questioning his work ethic or dedication to a team?
I don't really know, but I probably none. I like the guy. Don't get me wrong.
So you think all of a sudden it was like contagious? And if anything, he would be being selfish getting back in the batter's box, trying to get numbers so he could opt out and get more money this offseason.
Yeah, no, I get your point there. I guess I'm just frustrated with, you know, and I don't like the thing that happened with Devers, but you know, to me, I mean, he could get up in a batter's box, even if it's just to tell his teammates, hey, I'm here, you know, I may be a little injured, but I don't know. You have a good point, too, but I'm just saying, I didn't say, it wasn't an analogy with there. I'd like to see Bregman back on the field sooner than later, I guess, you know.
My apologies, Dave. I did mischaracterize. I thought it was Devers, but you're right, it was Bregman yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, we'd all like to see Bregman back, but to your point, I mean, it's just you can't rush. The baseball players never rush these things back. He's taking grounders today. He'll be back after the All-Star break, but probably too late. Honestly, would you like pivot your whole organizational philosophy now? If you were Breslow and you're serious about it, he told you guys he's going to buy Thursday.
You know, he didn't say buy. Why is everybody saying that? He said improve.
Jacob, get that cut. I mean,
we will improve the 2025 team.
Okay, well, what does that mean?
It could mean anything. You could bring up guys, sell,
and try to spin it as like we're making the team better by selling Jaren Duran.
Why did Greg ask if they would buy and he changed the word to improve? I'll ask you that question.
He doesn't like that word. He likes multisyllabic words.
Okay. Well, that's multisyllabic.
Buy?
Okay. What'd you think about Jackson's farmer's market delivery idea?
I liked it. I mean, you brought up a great point. The winter is a tough time. It would be a downtime for the app.
Right.
But you could probably silence the app for a couple months.
Maybe you could get like a drone to Florida.
There's some apps I use seasonally, so I think it's a good idea.
That's true. Just the Masters app. That's true. I use it 4 days a year.
Right. This is where we are. Jackson's lead is more interesting than the Red Sox right now. They were frustrating. Now it's like sad, but yet they're in a home series. If they don't start winning, it could get ugly, right? I mean, you heard some boos last night. But you have people that have bought tickets that sort of bought in like you did, Curtis, early in the year. The media certainly was complicit in promoting it. I was. I thought this was a good team out of the gate. Then it was like, well, boy, maybe they're not as good as we thought. The pitching was coming around, but now, like, even the next two, you've got Giolito and Buehler, right? These next 2 days?
Yeah.
This could be Buehler's last start in the majors in his career tomorrow.
But these are all guys that are emblematic of the organization being terrified of long-term financial commitments. There's a reason Giolito and Buehler are available for short years, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, in Giolito's case, it was their new, like, buy a guy when he's hurt
right.
philosophy.
Liam Hendricks worked out great.
The Sandoval guy is coming back soon.
This organization should be getting the guy once he's healthy and wants big money. That's what they've always been.
The Crochet was
right.
Great.
But Crochet...
He's the whole team.
You trade for Schwarber, he lights it up, and you extend him 7 years. Right.
Right? They felt he didn't hit for enough average. That was the Heinbloom excuse. It's unbelievable.
But it's just... Your best players arrive and never leave, and then your best farm guys are traded for elite superstars, and you win. That was how they won for the first 15 years of their ownership.
Do you think the clubhouse likes each other, though, now?
Red Sox?
Yeah, now the Devers is gone.
Oh, yeah.
Might be happier.
You know... Crochet's doing along. Giggles tomorrow.
Here's the Breslow cut. So Craig Breslow, CBO, Chief Baseball Officer, on the front office report on Thursday.
Chief
talking
Boob.
About Greg was Greg's question? Somebody was trying to press him on what's happening at the deadline. What are you going to do?
So if the trade deadline were today, would you be a buyer or a seller?
Yeah, we would be looking to improve our team. We'd be looking to improve our team for 2025 because despite the fact that we haven't been able to strung together the consistent performance that we think we're capable of, we're still very much staring down wild card chances. And you know, nobody has really run away with the AL East. And so as we start to get healthy and we start to look externally about ways that we can improve the team, we think we've got a good chance to make a deep postseason run.
I mean, come on, that's buy. Postseason run, wild card, improve the team. He wouldn't say the word buy.
Right.
You're right. It's an odd affliction to that word.
Because buy signifies adding money.
But I'll take improve the team if that's legit, if it's on, if I can take that at his word.
When was the last time anybody over there was honest?
They were after Soto. I know for a fact they were close on him.
Like, I mean, I know you said
Mets have lost like 11 of 14, by the way. Soto hit his 20th, and they are like free-falling. Sox and the Mets. It's like the curse of anybody who was in on Soto. Let's go. I love when you look at me like that. Let's go to Justin in D.C. Hello, Justin.
Hey, gentlemen. I think this Devers trade is actually worse than the Mookie Betts trade. If you look at where this team has been, the front office and ownership lying to us fans for, 5 years in a row now, saying every year they were going to try and compete. This year, they finally create a team with fringe playoff talent, and they trade away a generational future Hall of Fame hitter. And that's true because if you look at the hitting stats, they're way different than the steroid era. You need less production to become a Hall of Famer because the pitching is so great. But I guess my real problem with this trade, aside from the lying to the fan base, is if you also look at how much talent this team lacks, the trade doesn't mean that they're only going to punt on this season. It means they're going to punt on next season, because now they need to get a number two starting pitcher, a number three starting pitcher, three high leverage bullpen arms, including a closer to replace Chapman, and two big bats. And not only is Craig Bresido incompetent and not capable of doing that, but they don't have enough prospects to go and make these trades that you need to do. And lastly, the free agent list for hitters is a bunch of old guys that are going to be washed up bums like Marcell Ozuna or Kyle Tucker, who are more expensive than Devers. So my question is, this team needs to go on a full tear it down rebuild, become the Baltimore Orioles, finish last place. But Curtis, as a fan that spends tens of thousands of dollars on this team every year, hundreds and thousands of hours, how should a fan like me, who wants to kind of give it all up, the fandom of my favorite team, approach this and kind of cope with this to still watch the product?
So it's been very adaptive for me. Bottle up the hate. Let it flow.
Oh, you scared me when you said bottle.
Oh, no.
Jeez.
No bottle.
Up the hate. Somebody gave you a book yesterday of how to not give an F or something like that. Right.
Well,
did
that would
read
kind
that
of
book?
Be an, that would impede my ability to do my job, I would think.
You probably wrote that book.
I did. I don't care. Anybody that says they don't care cares the most. No, just what you just did. You gave you shared your voice in a public forum on a radio station that they listen to. But
I don't think they're. But if they side Kyle Tucker, by the way, I think they might be pushed that way. The reaction of fans like Justin.
But that's not sustainable, Greg. Ken, that's not sustainable.
Thank you.
It is the only thing that's sustainable is a front office where their North Star is winning. That's it.
Well, Kyle Tucker could help that. That's
sustainable. No, this is John Henry. I've made the analogy. He is the dad who's away half the year, and whenever he comes home, it's like chicken nuggets, new TVs. I love you. And then he's gone, and he has no idea what's going on.
I'll take a new TV. Greg needs one.
I would love a new TV. But it's, I don't know how to put it. I just feel like they have slowly eroded the people like Justin. There are still a lot of people like Justin. We go to the winter weekend every year, and there are hundreds of people that show up and spend a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
But that base has been eroded.
That goodwill.
Almost totally gone. And so the amount of people, I think that the Red Sox will really feel this as it pertains to the ratings for the final months of the season and the trust. Like, Cora, for so many people, was a guy that people felt was a extension of a fan. And when he decided 3 years after last season that he was going to be here, a lot of fans said, okay, well, if he's there,
that's
I'm
huge.
There.
Because if he had left, the people would be crying now about, why didn't you sign Cora? You don't believe in this team.
But this is actually, now I feel like everybody's just done with him too.
No, I agree. To answer my own question, there's no chance they fire Cora, right? He could quit at the end of the year, I guess, but I don't see them making that move.
I think if they get swept this weekend, there's a chance he's not the manager on Monday.
No way. No chance. And but we both agree, Bresl is here for the long haul. He is simpatico with the ownership.
Totally.
Now, Texter 413, good point. One infuriating thing is the fact that whenever I check the standings, I see the Sox looking up at the freaking Rays. How does that team end up right there year after year? No fans, no stadium, no studs, and yet the Sox need to take a page out of their playbook. Pathetic.
Yeah, the Rays are 7 games better than the Sox right now.
You're only 3 losses, 3 in the loss column ahead of Baltimore in last place.
Awesome.
At this point. Let's go to our man Bob in Londonderry. Hi, Bob.
Hey, guys. Enjoy the show. I was 2 points, 2 things I was going to mention, not just with the Red Sox, but how come today's new athletes have these injuries, whatever they may be? Tatum's another story. He's obviously injured. But, Cora addresses the guy with the wrist, doesn't really say anything other than, well, he didn't hurt it doing this, so it's okay. Nobody seems to know what they do. I haven't heard. We've had the other guy couldn't even ride a bicycle without doing that right. Yeah. We don't say anything.
Wiggy.
And the new players that we've got, the new people that have come up from the league, the minor league, I'm not too sure any of these guys are going to pan out, because look at right now. You're watching what's going on, and I'm not sure whether it's next week or next year. we're going to be in the same boat. I just don't see any remoteness, talent to anybody that you would hope was coming on. Maybe I'm being a little overly barren because you guys know that's how I am, but
right.
I don't know. I think we're in really bad shape, more than people would think.
Now, I try to not ebb and flow through the year, Curtis. As you know, it's 162 games.
Right.
You only lost six. It's been a bad week.
You barely have a pulse.
They were hot before that.
Really hot.
You're only three under.
Don't touch the stove.
You're only eight games back of the Yanks. Three back in the wild card. You're still sort of alive. You're hanging in there. However, to Bob's point, they've had some discouraging reports like Cutter Crawford out for the year. What have you thought of Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer?
Exactly what I expected. Up and down, guys that flashed talent, weren't quite ready yet, but the team needed them.
Yeah, but you don't think they're like busts?
No, not at
busto.
All. Not at all. Way too early for that.
Too early, and I like what I've seen from both of them. I think they actually they look the part of big leaguers that are, as you say, a year away, a couple years away.
It doesn't look like it's too much for them mentally. I think they're just getting used to it.
And if Bregman is back and healthy and they sign him, which they have to, right? There's no way they can let Bregman go now to free agency.
I am going to jump in front of a truck. How many times have we said there's no way they can do X
and
they
have done it? This is Cora's guy. Reason they traded Devers. Bregman started the whole thing.
So did you think there was a way they would just not call Kyle Schwarber?
Yeah, he was a rental. We didn't know what their thing was. Yes, that was not as shocking as
I remember that
leaves.
Fall where you were saying, oh, Curtis, you said they did nothing at the deadline.
Love the trade.
They did Schwarber.
Yes,
he
I
needed
was right.
time.
I was right.
What a great move. Yes. They're going to keep him.
It was a bad move in hindsight. I was right about it. But was I surprised that they didn't sign him?
Not sign him. Didn't even call him.
Yeah, that was disrespectful.
Disrespectful to your fans, not the person.
Loved it there.
But it used to be you need to find people that can play here. Now it's like, you can play here, go, leave. See you later. Don't ever come back.
Yeah.
This organization is, to me, just so worthy of just disdain.
But you think there's really a chance they fire Cora Monday after a sweep?
The only thing Sam Kennedy detests more than me is people blaming him. So you're always going to find people that you can fire.
Well, then keep him around. People will keep blaming Cora.
Plus,
he's signed to a multi-year extension now, so you're on the hook for that.
I guess. Have you started the Belichick-Brady book?
I haven't. The Gary Myers book?
Oh, boy.
Stiz asked me if we could get Gary Myers on.
Oh, boy. That's
said,
a rough one.
Let's wait and see how this plays out.
It's a
good book, but...
More of a Six Rings guy.
Right, yeah. Why? Have you dove into that? You're ready for Patriots season?
Bill Belichick is quoted throughout it.
I did give Andy Hart a good poll question that he put up yesterday, which I liked. And it came down to...
What was the social media thing? You guys, there was a post about it, and I didn't know what they were talking about. There was some sensitive social media back and forth, somebody in the Red Sox...
Yeah. I actually didn't dive into that either. Somebody from the Driveline group lashed out at a hater on social media.
Oh, God.
So the Driveline people are very nervous.
That feels like they're swinging out of the zone.
But my question to him was, who's going to finish higher in the standings in their respective upcoming season? And it came down to Celtics in the East... Patriots in the AFC East. Who finishes at a higher place in the standings this upcoming year?
Oh, Patriots.
So you think the Celtics are like 4th, 5th,
worst
middling.
Spot for the Patriots is 2nd.
Oh, well, I don't know about that. How can you say that?
The Dolphins are a dumpster fire.
You think?
Yep.
I don't know. Tyreek Hill's talking about getting his buddy back
there. Yeah, he's reliable.
He is. Let's go to Ralph and Cranston. Hello, Ralphie.
Hey, good morning, guys. You know, I have been agreeing the last 2 weeks with everything Curtis says. But, you know, the thing that is a little confusing to me, now, Breslow is learning on the job. Let's face it. He hasn't been a general manager before, and he's making some mistakes. And one of the biggest ones, he's talking too much. I mean, this is an organizational problem, not really Breslow's problem, because he's made some good baseball trades. Stick to that. But this team has a serious dysfunctional thing going on with it. And unless that's cleared up, I don't care who the general manager. And, guys, Cora, I think they're going to do a buyout with Cora.
Really?
That's probably what they're going to do to Cora.
Why would Cora do a buyout?
After the year?
Because Cora doesn't really want to be here, let's face it.
He's owed $14 million. He's going to make sure they pay him every dime. I wouldn't let them get out with no money.
It could be, too. But, I mean, the thing is, I think Cora said it to best when he said, look, I don't want to be a manager for the next 25 years. I don't want to do that. He said that.
I know.
He took this deal. He got the second paid salary. And I think at some point you're going to have to make him a scapegoat too, but that's what this organization does, Curtis. It makes everyone a scapegoat. I can't not stomach Sam Kennedy because he could negate some of these bad deals. I mean, they make so many mistakes with people they sign, people they trade. He could negate some, and he doesn't. And they're very good at making people scapegoats. And I think Cora's your next scapegoat, too. This organization, guys, I got tickets tonight. It was given to me for my birthday. I don't want to go.
Oh, come on. Perfect night, right? Brain's going to be gone. You'll be enjoying yourself. Have a good time over there, Ralphie. Good questions. Now,
when was the last manager that took a buyout?
Yeah, that's an odd one. But you will admit Cora does not seem like he wants to be.
I think he's trying to get fired.
Yeah. Got run a couple times last week. I liked his passion last week. Ooh, I think I said
too.
That. He seemed invested.
Yeah, no? They really are. They're invested everywhere but the bank.
All right, well, winning streak starts tonight, or today, 4-10. Now, can I ask you about the other coach in town, Missoula? Interesting quotes from Brad Stevens this week about his future. Deceptive quotes. I would like your reaction to what he said about Missoula on the way next. Joe ain't going nowhere. I don't know. That's Brad Stevens. Is he being honest there, Curtis? Is it a multi-year deal? Multiple years that he's got? That was not the way it was reported by Shams.
So, this is where Brad Stevens is not in over his head. He's far smarter than most of us. I would just say you can't go down the lane of multiple years and say we don't talk about contracts because you just did. So, right?
He gave some details, yep.
So, I can't talk about that. He's under contract for multiple years. can you play that one more time?
Because what did you say? It stays in house. We keep that in house.
Right, but he just left it out of the house.
Good, Jake. Joe and I, first of all, I'll keep any of those discussions in house. But we've got Joe under contract for multiple years right now, and we certainly want Joe to be around here for a long time.
When does the league year start? Because if it was right now, it was before this. I'm sure it did because the draft. But Joe Mazzulla is not.
Maybe it's the start of the regular season though that the contract flips over.
Right. I mean. Joe Mazzulla is a fine coach. I'm sure he's won a championship. He's forever part of Boston sports lore, and he should be because
he might be the only coaching title winner this decade in Boston.
Let's worst championship coach the last 20 years.
Well, John Farrell, who we should have had on in Gloucester.
I was talking to people.
He probably lives there
Where
still.
Was I? At the a lot of old school EEI questions at the Inn by the Sea.
Oh, really?
Or My Place by the Sea. Great spot. But, he goes to these, this guy's mom's lobster restaurant all the time. And he's a lobsterman. And
oh, great. So how do we miss that?
So John Farrell, worst manager coach?
I think, only because who did we have on recently that totally belittled him and said we never...
It was Will Middlebrooks.
Middlebrooks.
Said no.
I think it was Middlebrooks. He said nobody, listened to Farrell. He just sat in his office and we just did our own thing.
Joe Mazzulla is... Nothing.
Well, Wiggy says he's the best coach in the NBA.
Let's not double down on Wiggy, but that was as bad as it gets.
I mean...
And then immediately he said Thibodeau, and then Carlisle, and then Ime, and then...
I would give Mazzulla at least...
And the thing is, start quickly. Wiggy was right. He was, when nobody was saying it, he said it was a mistake to let Ime go. Right after he left.
Right.
You remember those shows?
Yeah.
And he was spot on.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on behind the scenes. I guess nobody does.
Saying, as a coach, Ime is a better coach than Joe Mazzulla.
Right, if you can remove that.
Right.
But if there was something so awkward going on in the hallways.
I'm not saying it should have happened, but Wiggy was right when he made that opinion.
Yeah, and now, but then he pivoted quickly to Joe, who seems to me just so stubborn beyond belief. But I guess, according to you, listen to Brad, he's out combing the earth for new ways to win basketball games. He'll need those.
That's
the
dumbest thing in the world. All they do is chuck threes.
Well, not anymore. You heard Scal talking about cutting, the new cutting era. That's why they signed Hugo Gonzalez.
I find...
How do you like the pick and roll?
I like it. I prefer...
You like a pick and pop?
I like who was the guy at Yale, the backdoor cuts. I like that.
Oh, I love the backdoor cuts.
What was that guy's name? The coach? The chubby guy, gray hair?
I don't know.
Anyway.
Look that up.
I will.
In the meantime, let's take Joe and Arlington. Hello, Joe.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Good. What's going on?
Hey, two quick items. One thing that I haven't heard brought up is a kind of a small move, but a big move is when they traded the Nick York, their first-round pick from a few years ago, for Quinn Priester.
Yep.
And then they traded Quinn Priester to Milwaukee for nothing. And Priester has been, he's been great. He's number three, number four starter for Milwaukee. That has been brought up. And the other thing, too, was I never hear anything about. I'm sure they didn't appreciate every time they put the camera on Devers, he had a big wad of chewing tobacco in his mouth, spitting. I'm sure that didn't go over well with ownership, and he's probably spoken about it.
Wait.
Right? Am I wrong?
Who didn't that go over well with?
Devers. Well, no. Devers, with the chewing tobacco.
I know, I'm saying who had an issue with it?
Are they anti-tobacco with fentanyl?
I'll bet you ownership did. I mean, what's that show young kids, right? They tell, they're all over.
Chewing tobacco has been synonymous with baseball since the day I was born.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with you. But every ad on TV now is about that. They tell kids, I don't know where you've been, but if you go to a high school game or a little league, they're totally against it. It's like smoking. It's the same thing.
What? Lou Maloney does chewing tobacco on Nesson.
Greg doesn't anymore. He's got the dry socket. But that's part of the smear campaign. They should have used that. Missed that one. Worst coach to win a chip for Boston. So that's an interesting question. Now, Renicki is getting thrown out, but he didn't win a chip.
No, he just died.
Is there somebody else I'm not thinking about in that mix?
Pete Carroll. Carroll.
You're going to say Belichick.
Oh, no, I'm saying the guy with the backdoor cuts.
Oh, the backdoor. Oh, Pete Carroll.
Yeah.
Great pull.
Think
about that. I want some other options in that.
Because Greg got the Marconi.
Thank you very much. I was a big part of that.
You were.
You can reach the program, the Kenneth Curtis Show, 617-779-7937. At Fenway Park, we broadcast from our Ford Clubhouse Fenway studio, presented by your New England Ford dealers. Hurry in for your last chance to get employee pricing for all during the Great American Sales event here until 11.